This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership by SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, July 24th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Charlie Gard's parents have hit another roadblock in their attempt to remove their 11-month-old son from Great Ormond Street Hospital in London for experimental treatment after America offered them permanent residency. According to Life News, Justice Francis of the British High Court said their son cannot be moved to the United States for treatment without a court order, squashing their hopes, according to The Independent. Charlie has a faulty gene which affects the cells responsible for energy production and respiration, leaving him unable to move or breathe without a ventilator. However, Charlie's parents released a photo last week that shows him appearing to look at a toy. The hospital says the boy is blind and cannot move. Charlie's mother told Good Morning Britain that it has been, quote, absolute living hell, unquote, to wait and wonder when the hospital might end his life support. She said, quote, he's our own flesh and blood, and we don't even have a say in his life whatsoever, unquote. The Chinese government has banned members of the country's ruling Communist Party from holding any religious beliefs, reports the Christian Institute. All 88 million registered communists must abandon religion for Marxist atheism or be punished. Psalm 14:1 says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Nearly 500 people in Greece and Turkey were injured and 2 were killed as the result of a 6.5 magnitude earthquake, which struck the Greek island of Kos at 1:30 a.m. Friday morning, reports World Magazine. Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, resigned last Friday after telling President Donald Trump he vehemently disagreed with his appointment of Anthony Scaramucci, a New York financier, as his new communications director, reports the New York Times. After offering Scaramucci the job on Friday morning, the president asked Spicer to stay on as press secretary, reporting to Scaramucci. But Spicer rejected the offer, expressing his belief that Scaramucci's hiring would add to the confusion and uncertainty already engulfing the White House. Spicer's top deputy, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, daughter of Governor Mike Huckabee, will become the new press secretary. Baron L. Stutzman, the Washington State florist, sued for declining to create custom floral arrangements for a homosexual faux wedding, has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to hear her case. In their July 14th appeal, Stutzman's attorneys asked the court to consolidate her case with that of Colorado baker Jack Phillips, which the court agreed to hear this fall, reports Christian Headlines. Stutzman will have to wait until the justices return from their recess in October to find out if they will take up her case. Christian radio host and best-selling author Eric Metaxas has accused Teen Vogue of making a, quote, pact with Satan, unquote, by teaching young girls to engage in sodomy in a recently published how-to guide. After the magazine, whose audience is comprised of teenage girls, released the What You Need to Know advice column on July 7th, it received swift backlash. Don Hawkins of the National Center of Sexual Exploitation told the Christian Post last week that the Teen Vogue article is an indication that the, quote, porn culture is completely normalized and mainstreamed, unquote, teaching boys to sexually use girls. 1 Corinthians 6:18 warns, flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Pop quiz question. For the millennials, what would you guess is the length of their attention span? According to a new study by ComScore, 18 to 29-year-olds can only spare 5 to 6 seconds before they lose interest. Government officials in Greenville, New York, are under the mistaken impression that parents need to receive permission before they can educate their children at home. In June, a homeschooling family there received a letter from the district's registrar requiring 3 proofs of residency before the district would process their, quote, application, unquote, to homeschool, reports the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Chick-fil-A is making life in the Middle East for soldiers in the Texas Army National Guard more palatable, reports Fox News. After Jesse, a first lieutenant in the Guard, posted on Facebook that barbecue sauce would make their chicken tender night every Sunday tastier, the Founders Square Texas Chick-fil-A sent our brave fighting soldiers 250 packets of barbecue sauce and 250 packets of their delicious Chick-fil-A sauce. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, July 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.